Jelly Two Fly, you already know what it is. We out here. We love hip hop. Stay tuned. We rocking. Judy.
Smoother First. We love hip hop Toronto.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl Maisie F. And you're here watching We Love Hip Hop.
It's your boy Banana Coach, CEO of Music for Life. You're watching We Love Hip Hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
No diss tracks this week. Let's get it.
Only comment.
YK, courtesy and gelato on me, thing.
Why they hate on the J-Smoke, man? God damn me, y'all got way bands on me. I don't look like niggas look like me. Ninja bitch on me, that's Chief on Chi. Need big bag whips, that's keys on keys. Got two bad bitches in the both underneath. Got two bad bitches in the both on knee. Niggas know what I mean when I post on the scene. Niggas know what I mean, I'm a ghost when I speak. They tryna label a nigga a criminal. They tryna send me a message subliminal. Behind this, I see my haters the rituals. I'm tryna make myself an individual.
R.I.P. Smoke Dog. Know about this tune right here.
Huh?
I'm no gang nigga.
I'm a gang
nigga. Aule!
Soba!
I copy repressed on records that stretch and remix in the dope. I turn it two into a four, bag it up and I sell it for low. Trap, 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 niggas all we know. Only real killers and drug dealers up in my band door. Nigga in my band door. Trap house doing numbers. Trap, trap house doing numbers. Trap house doing numbers. Trap house doing numbers. Trap, trap house doing numbers. In the field up with gunners. Don't come up in my spot, you can drop on deal newcomers. Trap house doing numbers.
Hey. Okay.
Trap house doing numbers. Trap.
Tune.
Trap.
RP Smoke Dog. We are back. This is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Sir Smoke a Lot, aka. Hold on, let me start over. All right, take two.
Man, fully stopped like, oh. Deer in the headlights.
Blooper reel. Okay.
B-roll footage.
I'm leaving in the audio. But yeah, it's the world's most smoked out podcast. Where's my AKAs? Where are my AKAs at? AKA Rick Rude, AKA Camouflage Lodge, AKA 100 Blunts to the Head, M2D left enough.
It's me, PK Herc, as usual, Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan, Master Blunt Roller.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Now, I'm going to take back the Master Blunt Roller talks. I'm still a student of the game. I won't lie. There's way better rollers out there than me.
Maybe. You know I could debate that.
Continue. You can debate what?
They're better rollers than you, but I'll give you your flowers.
I can name five guys right now that roll better than me. I don't know if they're Canadian. I don't think they're Canadians, but I know they roll better than me.
But yeah, man. What's your shout-outs for today, sir?
Spoil Smokers Collective, as usual.
Bam!
Parkdale Peace Project. You know what I'm saying? Beast Mode.
Beast Mode?
It's, We Love Hip Hop. Clear Star Studios.
Jeez!
Free People Association. Gucci with the Gang. You know what I'm saying? Gucci with the Gang. Heart of Toronto,
hey.
Basketball Development, you know what I'm saying? Beast Mode, if I didn't shout them out already. Six Sox, Witty Smitty Tangy. News,
yeah, I'm on.
You know what I mean? Who else? I know I'm forgetting somebody. Sorry, I forgot you, but big yourself up anyways. Yeah, Camouflage Large.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And shout out to all the people who are listening to us on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all the people who are subscribed on YouTube, and all the people who need to subscribe. hit that little subscribe little emoji or gif that's going to be popping up at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I got a little gif that pops up, a little pointer. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you know when we're dropping new videos. Dropping new videos. Regular. Also,
content is king.
Yes. And big up to the Youngsterdam. Youngsterdam is back open. You know, we came in here. There was some patrons that were in here enjoying, you know, enjoying the time. Some Wi-Fi, some smoke. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe, man. It's a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
It's a ting. Just remember, you can bring both your tings if your game is strong. You know what I'm saying?
Your main thing and your side thing.
If they get along, you can bring them, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's that type of party.
Oh, and shout out to Savvy, a.k.a. the ghost in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. See, I knew I forgot somebody. Ay. Savvy. Shout out Sav, ghost in the room.
Ay.
The bad up queen.
Don't kill me.
Huh?
Don't kill me.
The bad up queen.
I'm not that person. Well, sometimes, you know, I'll take it. It's all good.
Yo, just embrace it, man. Let's embrace it.
It's all good. I'll take it.
The bad up queen.
She bad
up Friday on a regular basis. The bad up queen.
Who wants this next? You want this?
One second.
Quick thing also, shout out to the Thursday Morning Gang, the Cubicle Gang.
Yes.
Can I get a shout out too? Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
Shout out.
I'm gonna shout out Gucci. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, because he's here with me still. You know.
Yeah.
And we can't forget Gutsy.
I said I wasn't gonna trust.
I wasn't gonna call you that, but you know, I can't call you other things on the mic, so I'll call you Gutsy here.
Gutsy.
And Empress.
Shout out K. Luca. Raheel.
AKA Raheel was there.
Yeah, definitely.
Raheel, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Big shout out to House of Healing and Herbs as well.
Jeez. Are you reading off of something?
I'm reading that because it changed. So don't be mad. But House of Healings and Herbs. Be sure to get your teas, herbs, spiritual candles, baths, yoni steams, skincare, prayers, healing, anything you need, make sure you hit up that Instagram page. It's there for you guys.
Yes.
Bless.
Some good food for the soul.
Oh, also, if you need food.
Yeah, see, Friday, you segued right to
it. Oh, good job. Segway good loving catering. Hit it up at any time.
Because you know she would have been vexed.
Hey. Shout out to Goodness, good loving. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we need a catering soon. I won't
one
lie.
One time, guys. We'll make a one menu and then we'll put in the cost.
Catering soon.
Super facts.
Her left foot showed up today. I should have been her left foot. Damn, I seen on her face. Boy, her left foot showed up today.
It's gonna be a good night.
Beer food.
Savvy's coming home to a nice plate.
My left foot showed up today.
Left foot included.
My left foot showed up today, and I see beer food and beer nice, lovely looking food on the Instagram. Jeez. Big up yourself.
Jeez.
Whoever your left foot is.
Miss Good Loving.
Yeah,
big up. 5.0, yo.
Yes.
You know one thing I forgot from last week that I never mentioned? The fucking CBC interview that I did. I never fucking talked about that at all, eh?
You
did another one.
Before you go to your CBC thing, right? And because I cut you off with my shout-outs, we forgot about the Thursday Morning Gang, and we can't forget them.
Yeah. Gang, Cubicle Gang. You know what I mean? Shout-out to fucking Manager Mark.
Cubicle Chelsea, Water Cooler Wendy.
You know what I'm saying? Doing
Gossiping Grace.
Shit. Grace got all the tea. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the people in the office. And reason I want to make sure to get their shout out because a lot of people who are in our listening audience are like office listeners. You know what I mean? I hear from them. They're like, yo, I listen to you in the office. Yo, it's crazy. You guys are killing me. So it's dope, you know what I'm saying? Fart. So, the CBC thing. Completely, I guess, Mandan have been so busy all summer, especially near the end of the summer. There's been so many things that we've been getting into. That whole CBC interview went completely forgotten over my head. You know what I'm saying?
Why was it coming out?
It's dropping in a really funny date. Because it's basically a thing about Drake, right? It's called the Drake Effect on Toronto.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah. Shout out to Kashmir. Kashmir is the one who's the director
alumni.
On it. Alumni. She's the one who's doing the directing on it, and she's asking me the questions and stuff in there, right? We used Rock the House, the barbershop, so shout out to Rock the House for letting me use the shop. But it's actually dropping on his birthday in October.
The 28th, correct?
I have no idea when the man's birthday is.
You don't know the man's birthday?
You don't know when your interview is dropping?
Am I supposed to know when his birthday is?
You should know when your interview is dropping.
Wow, Friday. I'm wow right now.
Halloween gang?
Yeah, I'm wow right now.
No, it's not Halloween gang.
That's his gang, Halloween gang.
I understand that, but his birthday's not on Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be pretty trippy.
It's not.
If the man's birthday was October 31st and the man's claiming it was October.
Hey, he's spooky.
Birthday's at the end of the month, though.
Scary hours.
It's the 24th.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so that's when it's dropping. You know what I'm saying? They asked a lot of...
I can't believe you didn't know that Friday.
Listen, I don't...
You the wild people.
I'm not the man's keeper.
It's not about being the keeper. You're the man Bala, OVO, Rick, and all of them ting there. You know, you have close friends.
I got OVO pants on today.
Yo, yeah, buddy, we know.
We know that. That's a staple.
Hey.
But anyways.
But yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't know that fact.
Well, I guess, you know, I'll send a birthday gift over, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is about that, one thing I didn't like about it, I liked a lot about it, but some of those questions I had to give a no comment. They asked a few questions about...
Yeah, mind how they edit it. Kaz, you know how their editing is.
I'm really confident in Kaz that she ain't going to fucking throw me over the edge.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you again. Yeah. Who rolled that?
Oh. Shout out to PK Herc with the immaculate rolling right here.
Thank you, sir.
But yeah, I don't think she's gonna fucking throw me under the fucking bus.
No, I'm not gonna say she's gonna throw you under the bus. She's just the direct. She's editing it also.
I don't know.
Right, that's where the rub comes. She can film it, direct it, do all that good shit. Doesn't necessarily mean she's gonna edit it.
Yeah.
Plus, she's working with CBC.
Yeah.
Right. They got editors on staff. She may also be on staff. Mm. She may have an editor that she needs to go see, and the editor might, you know what? If I spice that up a little bit, still
make it a little bit more sensational, eh?
Porting.
Because we have Friday on record, you know, we can put in his voice over here, you know.
Because they asked me, you know,
we have sound
bites.
How many interviews
do you have now with CBC?
Five.
That's a lot of sound bites.
That's a lot of sound bites, man.
They could pull a fucking piece from another interview.
Exactly, they're gonna do that. They're gonna do just that. Sorry for you, you know.
You see my clothes just change all of a sudden in the middle of the interview.
Not for location. They're just gonna take your voice.
You're not gonna see
your clothes.
Oh, you're not gonna see. It's gonna be a voiceover, like the fades, transition, and you just hear your voice.
City lights, fucking shots, and shit.
Ambiance, Toronto ambiance. You know, we coined that, eh? Toronto ambiance. You know, you heard that here first.
Right?
Toronto ambiance, which is the sirens and all the street noise.
It's true.
But they asked me, you know, what do you think about when the police were like, "Oh, I got a boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie." Whatchamacallit? They're asking, how do you feel about when the boy them are asking you to talk during the thing with Fifth? And I was like, no comment, because like, that's getting a little sticky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's good. I want to talk about it here quick, fast, just because if they do turn around and take the sound bites and whatever, it's been already documented on the We Love Hip Hop podcast.
I doubt they're going to do that to you Friday.
I'm just
playing devil's advocate.
But they did ask me some questions that made me feel like, ugh, and why are you trying to make me sound like...
Because they're making you seem like the authority, man.
They have to make somebody the voice, and I guess they chose you.
I'm not trying to throw the boy over the ledge.
What can you really say that's going to throw the boy over the ledge?
Nothing really.
Exactly. So then, it's about the Drake effect on Toronto, right?
Yeah.
It's not about the Drake effect on Friday. It's the Drake effect on Toronto and what he's done for the city and artists, right? I'm assuming that's what it's about, because I wasn't involved.
Well, it's a bit of both, right? It's the not just the artist, but also, like, you know, just the whole community in Toronto, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
All right, so when they started getting into some of those questions, I was a little weary, but everything else, cool in the gang. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Kaz once again, and
yeah, shout out to CBC. To Kaz, shout out CBC.
You know what I'm saying? They become, I guess, friends. You know what I'm saying? Trevor Dunn, all of them, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm working with you, eh, Friday.
Let's not have that narrative right there.
I don't want to fuck with you, Friday. I like how you.
Quick, fast. He was like, cut.
Not me. No.
Cut.
If you want some questions answered for an interview, I am available, but.
Check the bio for booking information.
Yeah, if I'm working for them, then the check is really, really low.
You know what I'm saying? So mind you, right now, all of these interviews you've done, you haven't been paid for them.
No, you can't so pay then, for interviews.
No, that's right. So just so people know, you're not like, you know, thinking, oh, this
you're not on the payroll. You know, yeah, you got to tell people you're not on CBC payroll.
Because I know a lot of people thought after the last documentary that Ulu Man is on their payroll or something.
Jesus Christ. That one is at like 57K right now, maybe 58.
Well, honestly, people need to watch it. Like, it's not like, it's not, it didn't have like,
it didn't, I don't think it had the effect it was intended to have.
It didn't, because it looked like it. They made it look like everybody was trying to snitch and try to figure out what was going on. Yeah. And that's not really what their premise was, but that's how they portrayed it. So it's kind of messed up. Nobody wants to watch it based on, I don't know what it's really going to be about, and is it going to taint how I feel about whatever the situation is, right?
Well, 58,000 people did already, so, and that's a short space of time.
That's a lot of people, nonetheless, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know?
We'll see what this one does. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the top six, though. The top six tracks in Toronto this week. Compiled of the list that dropped on Tuesday. To be honest, it hasn't been a really, really busy week for Toronto or for Canadian music. You know what I'm saying? It had more than 10 tracks that dropped.
Or votes.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of the votes in this year is going to be based off of the views on the music video, and in the top three is based off of the people that see. So, number six, Vonnie, Tell Me Who. And that's a young gentleman. I think he's from here. You know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing on the track. You know what I'm saying? We listened to the track a few times. I'm not really, really big on the hook, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But he's doing his thing on the track, you know what I mean? So big up to Vonnie. Big tune, you know what I'm saying? Number five, Josh Prove, CTB Ace, and CTB Tech, Nina. Right? And that's like, I don't know, are they white guys? Are they Arab guys? I don't know what the fuck.
Ethnic. They got different ethnicities in that video. There's a lot of white people. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of white guys. There's like some, I guess, I don't know.
You look like Arabic.
Arabic.
But yeah, young gentleman doing the damn thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Number four. I think this is actually not based on for no, actually number four is also based off of the YouTube views.
Yes.
Okay. So We Love Hip Hop alumni, KG 100 Twats.
So for those that don't know, this is KG's response to Child Abuse. 7 minute diss track.
Child Abuse the song.
That's the song. That's what it's called. Child Abuse is just the name of the 100 watch diss track.
I mean, the way it sounded was like just the child abuse of him being abused as a child.
No, sorry.
No, but I'm like, that would be really funny nonetheless.
I wasn't trying to frame it like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to frame it like that in any way, shape, or form.
But that's the response,
but
finally.
But that's the response from KG to 100 watts is child abuse track.
Yeah,
the track's called Child
Abuse,
which was sparked by a diss track from
Dre Bars.
Mm-hmm.
Now you all do your research.
Yeah.
And find out how that all stemmed and all that good stuff. Yeah, but what was three?
So now the top three. Top three picked by the people. You know what I'm saying? People have made their votes known. So number three, Peter Jackson, So Lucky.
Also, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Big up to Peter Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He's got the lavish shit going on in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Rolls Royce.
Yeah, the man works hard.
Yeah. He's been putting down some work in the game.
He's called Lucky and So Lucky or something.
Well, you know what? Quick side note, I don't feel like it's luck. When you make a lot of money, it's not a luck thing. Always.
I was just saying luck. The name of the track,
I know. Oh. But from like, I'm trying to get into his rapper brain for a quick second. Like, no, you fucking worked hard, Bridget. Like, you put some work in.
You put a lot of work in,
you're going to make money. There is a degree of luck. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody who works hard makes big money, but shit, nigga, you worked hard. So working hard, that's what you should have called it.
Ambition is key.
Or ambition is key. Working, you know, it's already titled. Video's already out. But next time you do want a title for a music video, Holler at the We Love Hip Hop crew. We got you.
Trust me, we're good on titles. We're good with those. We're good with those.
You know what I'm saying? Stripper Spit, all those.
Not
classic.
That. That was not a good one. But it was.
A different type of Christmas.
It did.
Different type of Christmas.
Yes.
Classics. Come on. We got your back, fam.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, Muna Cash, My Mind Scene. And big up to Muna Cash doing his thing. What are you saying?
No, go.
Yeah. He's doing his thing on the fucking tune.
Sorry, which video was that?
That's the, you know what? I need to pull it up again. Cause
I'm so sorry. I don't mean it like that, but I watched so many videos in the last couple of days that I'm like.
This is the light-skinned gentleman right here. This guy here. The light-skinned guy.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay, yes. Okay. Yeah.
That's the guy. You know what I'm saying? Big, big fucking tune. You know, one thing I will say. Okay, if we're gonna let's have like an honesty moment, like they had in remember that show the game,
mm-hmm.
And they used to have, you know, can we have an honesty moment? Right, boom. The thing is, a lot of the music has a lot of the music sounds the same.
Oh, right? Definitely, a lot of the music sounds the same, right? But that's because people think, like, okay. The music sounds the same because they want to make, like, that's what's making, like, people are making money off of that sound.
Yes.
So people are copying that sound other than being original, right? They're going, okay, yo, this works.
Mm.
So let me go with what works.
Just duplicate it.
Right? Rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Rinse, repeat. I don't care if I sound like the next one, because guess what? That guy's making money sounding like this, so I'm going to do it too.
What were you going to say?
Well, the thing is, because of that, it's not that the track is whack. The track is good. But it doesn't stand out because so many things sound the same. So big up to Muna Cash.
It gets lost.
It gets lost. Mm-hmm. It gets lost in the fucking sauce. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like certain things, where it's like
Ragu.
You know what I mean?
Bow.
When like men's have like a distinct voice or they're not using autotune, it's like, oh, you know the tune where the guy did that?
Mm-hmm.
If you can say that about a tune, that means it's been separated from everybody else. The tune where the guy did that.
If you look at it right now, some of the biggest rappers,
mm-hmm.
or most popular rappers.
Popular.
They have their own sound.
Mm.
They don't sound the same. They sound different.
Kendrick. Mm-hmm.
Right? They sound different.
Did you say Kendrick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cole.
I'm like, well, they're big.
Yeah, but they're the biggest.
I'm talking to like popular guys. I'm talking like
the Kiddies
and Pressas.
Like their voices. That's what we mean. Like their voices are distinct, right?
Smiley.
Yes.
Like those distinct voices.
Like you know them. Like Bizlo. You know
Bizlo.
Oh yeah, that's sound like distinct. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Pilla B, because I caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you understand? Mm-hmm. Even Pyrex.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Pyrex. Yeah.
So these people all have their own distinct sound.
Mm.
Doing their own thing,
mm-hmm.
and they're making their own money, right? They're doing their own thing, but then there's other people that sound the same, and they're also making money.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people who are like, "Yo, why am I not making money? Because you're being lost." And I'm not saying nothing against this track. It's just
we're just like
in general. Now.
We're just talking about it. Yeah. It was a side note, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, it came up at your song right now.
No, but it's constructive criticism, right?
Yeah.
That's how you feel about the track. The track is good, but you feel like it's getting lost because it sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's something that the artist needs to work on.
Definitely. Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's not a disrespect to your craft or anything. It's just, that's what it is. And we're not trying to be rude. We're just pointing out that, you know what, maybe change it up a bit.
Gucci,
that was okay? You took that one? You could handle that? That's good criticism for you as the rapper? You can handle that?
Constructive criticism.
Okay, good. You know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, Gucci as the rapper can handle that kind
Gucci's
of criticism.
A rapper? I never seen Gucci rap.
They're just making
Gucci got a 16 bar somewhere.
Gucci got 16.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's gonna be his next one on my Instagram.
Telling you,
Gucci,
that's the next
16.
One. Yeah.
Got the 16.
Being in the side bag, guys.
But yes,
number one.
No, number two. No,
number one.
That was number two. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Number one. Psych the Prince featuring Pilla B, Tiffany, and All In.
Okay.
That's the video where they got the boy them doing the fucking running man and everything. I'm like, yo, one, how is it that these guys get these fucking guys Who would have bought them in the Rex? They must be like the coolest guy then.
I don't think they're in the Rex. I think they're in Nova Scotia.
They're in Scotia?
I really think they're in Nova Scotia. You were watching the video good.
I was watching the video. I feel like I seen the Rex. Or maybe
unless it was like filmed in both places, but I'm like, I swear that what's the other guy's name? I'm sorry.
Psych the Prince
is standing, like he's walking and the sign says Nova Scotia.
Okay, maybe they're over there. Maybe they're cool as fuck because the motherfucker was like, besides loud in the video.
And one more question. What color is the uniform here?
What uniform? It's blue. Or it's black.
It's navy blue and it has a red stripe,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, red stripe.
Or something like that?
This is not Toronto.
Yeah, but I'm just saying their uniform. What color is it here?
Oh, it's blue.
It's dark. It's blue.
I know, but yeah. What color is the stripe?
Red.
It's red. That one is blue, so it's not here.
No.
Okay. Well, they had a good running man going on.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Pill is one of consistent. My favorite artists. Yeah. Like, yo, I'm not even gonna front.
And yeah. I was like, I knew it was him right off the bat.
Distinct.
I know it's not even on the list. Not even on the do-the list. It's an old track, but it's Come Outside for me. Like that Pillar become outside track in the video. Just the fact that when he used the live, yo, that was stupid. I loved it.
Yeah, man. And that track in total, like, they look like they're having a lot of fucking fun in that video. So big up to Psych the Prince, big up to Pillar B.
making those moves. Yes, I'm playing the video, sorry.
Quick set of honorable mentions. Quick set of honorable mentions.
Might have went up.
Kokanina, Brazy, Yona Chung, Miles Away, Cousin Charlie, Dead and Gone.
Press down, it's a torch, careful.
LKL Lax, Ain't Got Time, featuring Cairo and Lati. And that's it. There's not like a super long list of fucking honorable mentions.
Who'd you play in the intro? Again.
Oh, YK Courtesy and Gelato on me. Thank you, Seth. But that was just a song off Spotify. It wasn't a
music video. I'm just saying, like, just so that.
Just asking in general.
What song is it so that if you didn't hear it, now you know what song it was.
Big up to young YK. Not young Keezy YK, but another YK.
No, okay, another thing. Yeah, sidebar. Yes. Them YKs, WKs, KGs, little KK. Guys, you guys are all saying the same thing. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get all your names right. And you can't get mad because I don't know who KG from KY to KW and KKY is. I'm sorry. Man.
Okay, so on that same note there, when we were at the OVO Fest, was it 2 weeks ago? Last month, whatever. When we were there.
About 2 weeks.
Little Baby and the Baby.
And the Baby.
I'm like, yo, hold on
when
a second.
When I seen it, I said, they're not like, the same
this
person.
Same, is this the same? That's exactly what I thought. It's the same person. what happened here? And it's two different people. So.
They have a song together called Baby.
Yes.
Okay, but the man that need to start getting more creative with their names. Like Sai was saying, all this YK, KKY, and all these ZY names and. Nothing wrong with your nickname. But
it's cool. I just don't know what you guys different. Sound the same.
That's another thing we're talking about. And then people get lost and they get confused because now when you said, YK, not young YK.
Young Keezy YK.
Young Keezy, you see what I'm saying? So even there, I'm like, oh, shit.
I don't know how I keep tracking my own fucking brain of some.
I don't know. You're new on Friday. Pat yourself on the back, yo.
He's done that already. He just hasn't done it today.
I think I have some kind of itemizing system in my brain. The lils go in this category. The youngs go in this category.
Well, it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just read. Young so and so. Oh. Lil AK. Lil AK is a rapper.
He's own. Okay.
That's academics' alter ego.
Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
Too far.
Yeah, man. I was like, just move on.
You've gone too far, Biggs. What are you smoking on? Or what are we smoking on? Or what we want to get some other drink on here? Courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries.
New product alert?
Yeah. New product alert.
The flashes around it. Because we know it's going to happen. You're going to see the gifts around this right now.
So new product alert. New product alert.
What is this called here? Is this a ting?
It's a watermelon drink.
What's it say?
So it's watermelon, 150 milligram THC, pink with a little dash. So that's the company. I'll put it up. Pink label. Thank you.
Oh God.
I remember the company they were at a ting before. Yes, pink label. I'm reading it right here.
But is it a drink or?
Yeah. So I guess it's just a watermelon
flavored THC drink, beverage, so, beverage.
Mm-hmm. Our THC resident expert, PK Hurt, in the building. What do you what do you do?
Thanks for the title.
Do you drink the whole thing, or do you just put a little bit in the drink?
Well, you know, it says there's 100 milligrams of THC in here, so that's a 100 dose.
100 or 150?
150.
Are you guys going to drink that?
Mm-hmm. Friday's bursting hit the bottle right now to drink it. So
are you going to share it? Like, you want me to get you a cup?
Yes, please.
Okay, well.
All right, Hurt. I'm going to get you a cup.
Okay, thank you. So basically, ingredients: watermelon juice, cane sugar, delta 9 distillate. Dose for high tolerance. Use only.
High tolerance. I like that part.
Bottle into. Oh, divide bottle. Like, my eyes is fucking. This fucking print is super small. Divide the bottle into four. 37 portions for maximum result.
You're
do not cool. Drive.
You hear?
Huh? Contains cannabis.
You hear?
Yeah, I'm fucking here. I just took the market too.
Okay, just holler when you're downstairs. Well, I'll send somebody down. All right.
Okay. So yeah. So this is four servings.
Four servings right there. So what? I could mix this maybe with some water.
Yeah, probably could dilute it if you wanted to.
Gonna drink some of this. Oh, also we got some stouts. Some stout backwoods. You
know if what I'm you saying? Didn't see my list, hey. Number one on my list.
Also, this is all courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries. You can get the stouts delivered to you. They're available on their website right now, as well as this drink. Hit them up on their website, meds.medidispensary.ca or meddispensary.ca. There's still got the special going on: 25% off your first order.
Is that including our code?
Yes. So if you include the code WLHH. You get free delivery. And if you're a first-time customer... Yes, Seth.
Can you do this? Sorry.
And if you're a first-time customer, you get 25% off. Sing. Sing.
Seth, are you having some of this?
I don't know about that.
Oh, why not? You're trying to throw me out of the bus.
I did.
Oh, last thing.
Yes.
Instagram. Hit them up on Instagram. At Mother Earth _TO. Sing.
Did you find their Snapchat?
No, I did not. But it's the same thing. Mother Earth to you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not on Snapchat.
I guess
like
I
that.
Should.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You poured that. That's a lot, Hurt.
Well,
but it's okay.
No. I'm going to split this with you
because
this is supposed to be four servings. So
four servings. Gucci, are you drinking this?
What is that?
You're just gonna pussy out?
Yeah, there's some THC in there.
That's what you're saying? You're just gonna pussy out right now?
Oh, wow. Just put me on the butt. On the floor.
I was like,
right
we can
there.
Dilute yours if you want, you know.
Well, so is this. This is all one right. Serving?
I would assume so.
Quick thing while you're serving these drinks here. Quick thing while you're serving these drinks here. I wanted to talk about some of the things that everybody was posting over the last couple of days with Instagram. All right, everybody has started posting this Instagram.
I'm not lying. I posted it. I won't lie. I posted it.
And it was like a warning to everybody that as of today, basically, or as of yesterday for people who are in today land, right? That Instagram is going to be documenting all your information and being able to use your information for stuff. Like, and it was supposed to be as of yesterday, okay? And I guess this was supposed to be the apocalypse of Instagram and the warnings, you know, PK Herc included of, you know, everybody.
I fell for the chain letter shit. You know, I put it up. I won't lie. I posted the chain letter. But I also figure like this. Yeah, if it is... Yeah, it's not legal. I see one guy post. Also, if you tell a judge, you know, 24 hours before not to do this shit, you know, judge not gonna... Whatever. But at the end of the day, you have to follow... You know, it's just whatever. It was a chain. I fell for it.
They got all of y'all motherfuckers. Yeah. My whole thing is...
I don't want.
Aren't they already taking our information anyway?
No, I don't think like when I think they're taking our information, yeah, but they could only use it for certain shit.
Instagram.
Yeah, that shit's stupid. I fucking got caught. I won't lie.
Okay, so they're not already taking our information. We're not on Instagram already jumping around fucking half of the time, fucking incriminating ourselves anyway. It is something new. Like, did everybody discover last night that they're using our info?
No, I don't think they can just really just take your info. Like, you sign up for, like, you see yourself, your picture on the side of a billboard. You know, because Instagram decided they're going to use your image. But they're saying they're categorizing, you know, and they're storing it, which they probably do because information is stored everywhere. That's the big
everything
thing.
Everything goes into a cloud.
A cloud. Yeah, so if you sign up, yeah, you already gave them your information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I fell for it.
When I was looking at this thing, I'm like, so wait a minute. Everybody
cheers
who
to
signed
all the
up
that
for
fell for it.
When everybody's looking at their own Instagram, didn't we already sign up for the terms and conditions?
Give me some of that water, please.
I think that's.
This is why I diluted the shit, because it's going to be
that
syrup.
One's yours.
Oh, it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your water.
Thank you. But yeah, this is it's a syrup.
Yeah, you're supposed to dilute this shit, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Or at least put it with some juice or something like that. Oh my god, are you taking it like a shot?
Hey.
That's our guess right there.
Straight back.
1 second. Yep.
Yeah,
okay, cool. It's coming now. Peace. Yo, can somebody grab our guest?
Where'd you go?
All right, so last thing I also want to mention before we we get out of here. So what are you going to say? You have anything to say?
No.
You have anything to say about this Instagram thing? Did you fall for it?
No. You know I barely saw it. And when I seen it, here's what I noticed. You know how where it says Instagram. It looks like it was like wiped out and something else was there. So I was like, that doesn't seem.
It's never legit.
What are you talking about? The
paper. Where
the look at the if you look at the if you look
no,
at the
no, no.
Wait, if you
I'll
look at the
you
post.
She's talking about
right.
Exactly what you're
the
talking
where
about.
It says the word Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the word that was originally there. If you actually look at that picture correctly.
So it was like a Photoshop picture, basically.
Oh yeah, because it's darker.
Yeah. It's not even the same font.
Okay. Everybody kind of fell for the okie doke still. I watched the play. I just sat back and I was like,
man,
I'm going to wait this out and let me see what the next 24 hours brings before I jump out the window and start being like, Instagram, you guys are criminals.
Like, you already know they're criminals.
You know what? I don't really think they are.
They're not. I'm positive.
When
if you read their terms,
I'm saying right. They know what they're doing.
If you read their terms and conditions, though, I'm sure they already told you that. Yeah, we're gonna take your information and just store it here until somebody asks us for it, and voila.
Listen, every time I log on, let's say I have to like log out and then re-log back on for which I never have to do, but when I do, and they ask me, "Can we use your current location?" I then gave you permission. I may as well have just told you, yo, come to my yard if anything happens. Like, I gave you permission to use wherever my phone goes, you know, because I gave you permission to use my location. So what else? I don't got to literally sign something anymore. Like, I'm giving them anything anyway. I just want to get to the point. So I just keep on pressing okay anyway.
You just accept the terms without reading them. A lot of people do. Everybody's guilty of it.
Everybody does that shit.
Everybody
dude.
Does it. They know what they're doing when they write those terms 20 pages long. Print like this big
and make it a pop-up so you're like, yo, I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do. okay, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Out of the three okays, one of them could have been like, your firstborn, we're coming to the yard, we're gonna come pick it up, you know what I'm saying? And then, okay I just need to post.
You got a knock on the door. What are you doing here? We're here to pick up your first you signed them over to us.
You clicked okay, fam.
Talking about what?
When did that? Oh yeah, so September 11, 2004. You know?
Yeah, when you wanted to post that September 11 repeat picture, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, last thing before we get out get on to our break, there's SWAT teams walking around the CNE.
They're what?
So shout out to the CNEs going on right now.
SWAT teams walking around the CNE.
Why? Where the fuck's my goddamn sound effects?
But why?
That is the question. Nobody knows.
Okay, are they in full tactical gear? Big so, machine guns?
I got it from Reddit, and it's not even an article. It's just a column of people or thread, people talking to each other like, I don't know. I think there's something going on down the road.
Did they take a picture?
No, there's no picture.
Okay, so then I don't know if I can
believe
this
yet. That's not unusual to see SWAT team members.
Mm.
As long as it'd be different if they're in full tactical gear, big machine. But if they're just there in their gray jumpsuits, because that's what they wear, like a gray like army suit almost.
The ETF.
Yeah, the ETF, the Emergency Task Force dudes. They wear like gray. They don't wear regular police uniform.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? They're police. Yeah. Yes, but their uniform is like gray.
I know what ETF looks like.
Okay, so then I've been in. We've been in the exhibition last year, years before, and you'll see groups of SWAT team members just walking, doing their thing, patrolling like regular patrol police because...
Boxing on a cronut?
Well, not that, because they're on duty. They're on duty. For those type of... They need a lot of police officers.
That's what one person said in the thread.
They need a lot of police officers. It could be a
threat of like some major
it's
shit.
It's not even a threat.
They just need to be...
It's for crowd control. It's for safety. It's for numbers. If you have 5,000 people or 50,000 people or 100,000 people crammed into an area, you need to be significant amount of police to protect those people if, God forbid, something does happen. And they have ETF walking around the exhibition because if shit pops off, you want ETF there. You don't have to be called down like, ETF, show up, the shit's popping off, when you only got to look at handgun feds. You understand what I'm saying? So, and there's police stations in exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's soft for them to be there in full tactical, not full tactical, but just dressed up.
They just ETF got a couple officers. Of the guys from the, from the office that just roll over there and just walk over there, basically.
That threat, okay, so right now, in the middle of the exhibition, if you know anything about Exhibition Grounds, there's a fire station, a police station, right in like the heart of the exhibition, right behind the Queen Elizabeth building, basically. There's a police and a fire ambulance, and I think there's an ambulance also there. I'm not too sure about the ambulance, but I know for a fact there's a fire station and a police station there. In exhibition, so why would they not have the SWAT officers walking around in their uniform? Yeah, it looks strange when you see five or six of them, because they're wearing different, and they look, they're bigger guys, they're more...
You're like, was there a bomb threat? Why the fuck, like, should I go over to the fucking food shell?
Nah, they're just, the people are blowing shit out of proportion because everybody's in a scared, heightened state right now. You know, everything's public... Public places aren't safe, right? That's what people think.
All I gotta say is, for the people out there, if you see ETF, then I guess you can feel a little bit safer.
I think if they're in full tactical, then it's a problem. If they're just in their grays,
or there might be a bomb on a location somewhere,
then you're gonna see a different type of police. The other. But this guy's just shooting out propaganda there.
Either you're super safe, or you're really, really, really in danger.
Listen.
Have a good time with X, guys. Big burners.
Oh, let's cut to a break, yo. I got a track here. Oh, before we cut to a break, quick announcement. Just for next month, also another reminder. Got the show going down September 18th, September 19th. Mad Child, Dizzy Wright, DJ Tycho's on the ones and twos. It's going to be a crazy, crazy show. Opening acts are all, I think it's all booked up for the opening acts. But if you want to open, holler at us on We Love Hip Hop, Toronto at gmail.com. Also, the links will be in the descriptions for everything for that show. And I'll be hosting yours truly, Friday Ricky Dredge. So make sure September 18th, September 19th, District Lounge for the first show in Pickering. That's 1211 Kingston Road. And on the second show, that's down here in Toronto at Adelaide Hall, 250 Adelaide Street West. Scene. Break time?
Sure. Yeah.
Alright, so track by Babe Ruth. Track's called Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Music is vibe, but we cry. Forcing the moment to stop with the timing. Handing your thought from seat when you be driving. Moments like this feel the temperature rising. Say that your heart is emotions you hiding. I'm playing a dummy, I know we ain't lying. If you run out of patience, then I'll be supplying. Feel it for love, you the cousin of my vine. Give it a try, know that it's terrifying. Know that it's terrifying. Face all your fears, I'ma say through the tears. Like seen the inside when I've been through the years. Accomplished together, we raising the chips. Yeah, we raising the chips. Bam in the force. If we pound our ways, I'ma pray for your cause. To hold it down when I go in your cause. Do you hear when this is your radio source? No, I'm a bonnet to your
clock.
smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Enough of this top 50 list talk here. We got another classic that I feel is about to go down right here. You know what I'm saying? Our interview of the evening. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we've been speaking with a lot of rappers, and we've done a lot of like business owners and people outside of just rapping, right? So this is why it's good to have you in the building here tonight with us. You're doing a lot of things out in the scene, but you're not in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with no further ado, we have Coach, aka Banana Coach.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like the coach for the OVO men's basketball team.
Yeah.
And so give us a list of the different things that like your accolades and things that you're out here doing.
Yeah, there's a coach of OVO men's basketball team. Manage a couple artists in the city. And yeah, my company has a distribution deal with Warner UK.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm always out in the UK a lot. So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. And we're gonna talk about the UK also with the artist that I feel that you might be connected to, because I've been creeping through the gram and seeing some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as the summer, because we're like, we're near the end of the summer, pretty much.
Caravana, sorry, that passed already. Mm-hmm. Exhibition on Friday, so you know the summer's done.
Yeah, that's when you know it's almost Christmas. You know Christmas. The summer's
done.
Almost Christmas.
The man skipped back to school, man, right to Christmas.
Yeah. I always do that. I say once Caravana weekend's over, it's Christmas.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
so still getting that shopping done, right?
Get ready, man. Started from now.
Back to school shopping. So what was your summer like so far?
No, the man said Christmas. The man skipped back to school. He went right to Christmas. I said, no.
Summer was good, man. Tried to spend a lot of time with the kids, you know? Yeah, happy that we had the tournament this year because we missed it last year. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Which tournament is this? Because I'm like not the sports head.
The OVO tournament. Okay. We didn't have it last year.
It's a youth tournament?
No, it's a men's tournament. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a men's tournament. I usually have it every year. So last year we didn't have it last year, so got it this year. OVO Fest was good, so yeah.
Yeah, I seen you in attendance over there as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I think it was one of the best ones.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Hey, from
it was my first one, so it was nice.
Me too. Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was one of the best ones for sure.
So even with the OVO men's basketball team, explain to us like what is that team like? Who's on the team? Like, what? Where did the players come from?
What's the criteria to get on the team? Like, how do you get on the team?
Yeah, we just basically we pick who we want, like you know, but it has to be pros. We don't want pros on a team, like anybody playing overseas or you know. So our team, we have a couple NBA players like Stanley Johnson, Brendan Jennings.
Yeah,
a few other played with us this year. Yeah, so basically we just like all the other teams to have the same type of quality of players. So the tournament's not like we're blowing out teams and you know what I'm saying? So this year it was great. It was good. A lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot of like close games. So, yeah.
So it's like exhibition play.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you could say that.
Bragging rights.
There you go.
Yeah. And like, what are the teams that are they going against and stuff? Because like, I'm completely outside that world.
So, this year we did it different. We did it with colors, but the year before it was like there's us, OVO, there's Reps Up, then there was One Love TO.
Okay.
There was a squad called Made. Bounce. And then Top Season. Yeah. So it's always six teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you like over there at the facility that they have that is like near Exhibition Place right now?
No. It's just only in the summertime.
Okay.
So they get the UFT gym. What was it? Gold Ring or something like that. The Gold Ring Center.
Yeah.
That's where we have the tournament.
Okay.
So it runs all week. All the games are in the evenings, Monday to Friday. Thursday's playoffs, and then Friday's like the big day. That's when Drake comes out, championship game. It's crazy, madness.
So, before we get to the music,
so Drake doesn't play in the tournament.
Just there on the sideline with me.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, you're coaching. He's there. Okay. So is this vibe the same as like at the Raptors games?
Yeah. Even like this year, I was like, yo, I need that Raptors vibe, bro. He's like, all right, cool, got you.
Yeah, that helped us in the playoffs. I won't lie. I won't lie. His trolling came in so handy.
So
you know, his trolling came in. I'm like, yo, who's this? Why did he change his avatar picture? I was like, yo, you know who that is, right? That's the Buck's daughter or whatever. This, I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, hats off to you, sir.
Very strategic,
right?
Yeah, papers. Yeah.
So yeah, okay. He's giving you that same sideline energy. Okay. Yeah.
So, paint that picture, because like people are in attendance and stuff. Do they know Drake's gonna be popping up in the place?
Yeah, of course they know, because that every year is the same thing, right?
Mm.
So, outside the line is crazy, but like now it's like everybody has to have a wristband to get in on that Friday. But wow. Throughout the week, it's all open to the public, but it's the last day. Try to everybody gets wristbands. You know, we try to get as much kids out there as possible to see, enjoy the NBA players and stuff. You know, it's a good thing for the city, man.
Yeah, well, that sounds crazy. Yo. Yeah. So, how does one get involved in something like yourself? Like, how did you get involved in this, man?
Well, I came to OVO Nico years ago. I went to him and was like, yo, let's put a team together, like Easton. I'll get guys from the West, you get guys from the East, because I'm from the West. It's like, yeah, let's do that. And then we played in some Caribbean tournament that we won. Amir Johnson played with us. He played, and then we won that tournament. And then after that year, they just decided to do a tournament. And then that started the OVO Bounce tournament.
There's a big part that's like missing in the middle, because it was like, yeah, you know, I just went to OVO Nico, so you'll start a league, and then boom.
What part is missing?
So
basically, it's like,
did you start playing ball, like stuff like
that? I used to be a baller.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be a baller. But like to get NBA players, like it's just connections. Like Nico knows a lot of, you know, OVO affiliated with a lot of the NBA players. So
yeah,
you just make that call. Can you show up? Like Brendan Jennings been playing with us for like, I think like probably 5 years now.
Six years.
Yeah. So we have 4 championships. This was our 4th one this year. Yeah. So it's just connections. It's like who you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's.
Was Offset player or the Migos was one of these guys? One of them is the basketball player. Which was it? Offset. Or is it Quavo?
No, Quavo. Yeah,
was Quavo playing in the tournament?
No.
Oh no, it's not no, that. No, that's not that
like
deep.
That. It's not that deep. It's just all pro basketball players.
Oh
yeah, and then so like some teams will have some high school players.
Yeah,
college players can't play in it, but some of the teams were we had a couple of the high schoolers on our team just to, you know, let them see how.
So
it
Canadian players also.
Yeah.
Like Canadian high school players.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that are like that are going.
They're over. Next up. Like yeah, they're gonna be next up. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to go back.
Okay, let's go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, because you got to this point where, like, all this stuff is now just clicking, right? Mm-hmm. So, let's go back to the beginning. What ends did you grow up in? Like, what ends are you from?
From Jane and Finch.
Okay,
Southside, like, from the lane, I would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's Southside, Jane and Finch.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, what was, like, life growing up for you? Like, was it, like, were you one of the ones who were just staying out of trouble? Were you up in the mix? Or
I was one that stayed out of trouble. I was just a basketball player, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Two-parent household. I had an older sister. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you started playing ball, and you were trying to, like, get to the NBA, obviously.
Yeah, that was the dream back then.
Yeah.
You know? Dream back then. I didn't make it, but my best friend did get drafted. Then I'm Brown. He got drafted, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so then you stayed involved with basketball.
Yeah.
No, but I was just going to say, because your dream was to make it to the NBA. You didn't make it to the NBA, but you're playing against NBA players.
Yeah.
So is the dream kind of fulfilled?
I'm just happy to be around basketball still.
Yeah.
And, you know, see a lot of NBA players.
So, there's not still that, like, if I can make the league or go
that's
to...
done. That's done, man.
So, you just...
Yeah.
All right.
That's done. It's over, man.
Yeah.
I still play ball, though. I still give man's work, still.
Sorry. I had to bang it to my I still give man work, hey? Don't get it twisted. Hey.
Drop a quick fucking 20 on a motherfucker.
About 20? But like maybe a 10 and 10 still. Yeah, you know? Old man stats.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like my brother.
So you stayed involved with basketball?
Yeah. Just for the summer. You know what I'm saying? I don't train kids or anything like that. It's just more involved with the men's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play ball just for recreational, stay in shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause what I mean by staying involved in basketball is like you stayed involved in like you didn't go to the league and you stopped playing like or working towards getting into the league mm-hmm. as a basketball player,
yeah.
but you still stayed involved with basketball as like for what you're doing now.
Yeah. Right? It's the love of the game, right?
So like take us to like when you realized, okay, I'm not going to be fucking playing ball. Like when did you decide, okay, I'm going to start getting in behind the scenes of this basketball thing?
Well, what happened? I went to a prep school in North Carolina, and then like halfway through the season, school closed down.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I was just like, yeah, this football, you know.
Yeah. But,
like later on in life is just when I was in basketball leagues and stuff like that. It's mm-hmm. just later on in life, I still connect with ball. Like,
yeah,
we played in tournaments, men's tournaments every summer. We're still doing all that, right? But then, yeah, just with Nico now, we just decided to, I just said, let me, like, become a coach and do this every summer.
Yeah.
So that's just basically it.
So where did the music come in now? Because I see you involved with artists like Northside Benji. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm seeing a lot of posts with gigs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, when did that start coming into play? Was it always part of the mix? Like,
nah, well, I was managing Corey Fielder like 2010. I still manage him now.
Mm.
2010, that's when I like started to take up this the music stuff. I'm always a fan. I love every type of genre. So yeah, I was doing that then, kind of laid back. Certain situations in life happen, laid back. And then went on tour, went to London to go check out the Drake tour in 2017. But before that, I had a conversation with Pressa
mm-hmm.
and his team, like, going out there, you know, should just come out there and, like, try to network and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, try to come. And then after that, I went out there first, and then he came after. So, I forgot who it was. Somebody said, who called me? Chubbs.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb said the boy wanted to meet Pressa, so we brought him to the club, and then they talked. The boy's like, "Yo, I got him." I said, "All right, cool." And then like a day later, Nico calls me and mm-hmm. he's like, "Yo, he wants Pressa, Smoke Dog, and Puffy L's to open up."
Wow, this is the Boy Meets World tour.
Yeah, Boy Meets World tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So he's like, yeah, you guys, you know, we'll see how the first show goes, which was Birmingham. So mm-hmm. we went out Birmingham, show went well, and then he's like, yeah, you guys are on for the rest of the tour.
Wow.
So while I was out there, when I first went out there, that's when I met Giggs. Nico introduced me to Giggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then, or from we talked, it was all love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Took pics and whatnot. And then once we were on tour, he was coming out. Jake was bringing him out every night too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we just like clicked. Like he clicked up with Pressa, you know. He's like fucks with Pressa.
Yeah.
Everybody that was there. So we just stayed in contact. And then from there, I started going out there after, and just networking. So basically, 2 years, I've been going back and forth, just networking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got close with Giggs. Like that's my bro. Like. Man took me for my birthday. Man took me to Croatia. First person to put me on a plane.
The country Croatia.
Croatia, yeah. He
holy
had a
shit.
He had a festival out there. He's performing, mm-hmm. so he brought me out there. First time I've been on a private jet.
Wow,
crazy. Yeah,
good dude, man.
Yeah,
solid. You know. That's how that came about.
Okay. So, then How did you get to start working with like Northside Benji? Because I'm seeing one of his videos is like past a million views right now.
Yeah, two of them.
Really, two of them.
Yeah, two of them. So, I had conversations with him before, and seeing like what he's doing and stuff. And then one time he went to London
mm.
and he wanted to shoot a video. So that's when I met Flash Johnson in Dubai.
Shout out Flash Johnson.
Yeah, and then he said to me, he wanted to shoot a video, so I'm like, okay, link up with my boy, Flash. Flash ended up shooting Confessions.
Hold on, let me stop you a second. You said you met Flash in Dubai.
Yeah.
So you and Benji went out to go shoot a video in Dubai?
No.
Okay.
No. I met him in Dubai.
Yeah, what the fuck was y'all doing in Dubai?
Yo, we went out there, a group of us from Toronto went out there for like, they had this thing called Destination Dubai.
Okay.
So a group of people just go out there, they have stuff to do, you know what I'm saying? So
it was a trip, yeah.
Mm. A group of us went out there. People from the UK, people from the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went out there and met a lot of people. Flash was the one that was shooting everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to know Flash. And Flash was from the UK, and then, yeah, we just stayed in contact.
Okay.
Yeah. So then now, Benji went to London. I made him do the video. And then I talked to Benji more about managing him. And he's like, yeah, it's cool.
Mm.
I was like, cool. And we just, signed him.
Okay.
I told him, just give me a year. Let me prove myself, and then we'll take it from there.
Nice.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. You know what this is? This shows. It shows a lot of being in the right place at the right time, and having good connections is very important.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Even like with like going back, even for your history, right? Who are you listening to as you're growing up? Because you seem like you're very connected to what's going on in the Canadian scene.
Mm-hmm.
So not just in general, but like Canadian-wise. What was like the first Canadian rappers you noticed?
Maestro Fresh West.
Mm.
Backbone Slide.
Okay.
Yeah, that was him. Even Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark and Funky Bunch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, those were... I wasn't even allowed to listen to rap in my household.
Yeah.
But once that one, two times you listen to it, you hear it on the radio, it's turning up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, Maestro Fresh West was one of the first rappers I was like taking in.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite time in the hip hop?
90s.
The 90s. Yeah.
Best time.
Yeah.
Best.
It's the best time. Tupac,
Biggie, Mobb Deep, Lox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So like you're really like involved with this whole, I guess the whole OVO scene as far as with the basketball, mm-hmm. right? I did an interview the other day, right, for CBC. It was called The Drake Effect on Toronto.
Okay.
Right? And one of the things that was in the interview was like a question based on like there's like an undercurrent of people who feel that like Drake doesn't do enough for the city or OVO doesn't do enough for the city. What do you feel is true or false about that?
First of all, that's false. Right? He's done enough. Like, everybody is looking over here now.
Mm.
There's only so much they can do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like a lot of people just want a handout. Just want it. Drake never got a handout.
Mm.
So why should you get that handout? That's just how I look at it.
Yeah.
To be honest. You know what I'm saying? But it's facts. Like, he's done a lot.
Yeah. Even with that list that we were talking about.
Which list?
The top 50 list there.
Okay.
No, we're not done. Well, we're done. But we're not done. Right? But even based on that, all that whole list debacle, right? Who do you think are five Canadian rappers who are like the top of the scene right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Not like in all of history, but like right now.
Is this based off of popularity?
Not a skills level thing, like who's the better rapper or whatever. Just like, who's got next?
Five.
And we could exclude Tory. Not Young Tory, but Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, so there's Pressa.
Mm-hmm.
Houdini.
Mm.
Northside Benji, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Swaggerite.
Okay.
I don't have five. There's more, to be honest. Swaggerite.
Okay, keep going.
Burna Bands.
Mm.
LB Spliffy.
Mm.
17 Doobie.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's coming up a lot in conversation.
Those are the guys I really kind of listen to right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you say what, Killy?
Yeah, you know.
I don't listen to Killy.
So, okay. Yeah. No. That's a healthy list right there, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying like.
Brian Banks, Houdini, those guys are definitely on. They have their little. They have their sound. They have their thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're working. They stay consistent. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think is, for you, from a guy who's, you've seen a lot of different things, you know, you're coming from the hood, from Jane, and, you know, moving through being in basketball and dealing with musicians and all that stuff. What do you think over all this time is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned?
Huh. I don't even know. Lessons that I've learned.
Yeah, like one thing that it's like, it keeps on repeating every time you go through a situation, you're like, yeah, I'll learn this again. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I'd say, just watch lessons there. Just watch the friends you keep, I would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just watch the friends you keep, man.
Yeah.
Because even with artists, like, a lot of these artists have an entourage. A lot of these artists want to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always that one person in your crew that feels different.
Mm.
And I feel like a lot of people that have a lot of friends in the crews, there's like, they look at guy like, okay, why are you doing that? Why are you so successful and I'm not?
Yeah.
So those are the things you got to watch. So that's why I just say, like, just limit your friends.
Mm.
Or just know who's around you.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's happy for you at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's Jules right there.
Yeah.
Even to continue with, like, the Jules, because, like, we've been, our city this year has been pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
Right? We've been trying, like, we've been having this conversation where we're trying to see what we can do to reduce what the violence is from this year to last year. We're already on a really bad start.
Yeah, well, there's been like 400 shootings,
mm-hmm.
20 fatal ones out of the 400 plus shootings, 20 fatal. These are the numbers. Remember you're saying like 100 or whatever?
Yeah.
There's been like 400 shootings since the beginning of the year, whatever. 400 people wounded by shooting or whatever. Like that, 20 people actually killed. And then over the last 2 weeks, or last week since Carabana to today, we've had about another 17 shootings. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, that's every crazy. Day you're hearing, oh yeah, shooting here.
Yeah.
Two people shot here, a person shot here. Like, what's going on in this city?
What do you think we can do to even try to reduce what's going on this year? Fuck, like, to not have a repeat of last year, but like to slow down what's going on even this year?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what to tell you. It's just, I don't know. I can't even answer that, bro, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, you gotta do something. I just don't know exactly what it is. I can't say. I don't have a thought in my head. What can we do?
Yeah. You know, like, I mean? I'm not looking for like a one solution,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, like, one of the different things, one of the things that we can do, added on to all of the different things that we've even accumulated from answers from other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a combination of ideas. Right, you know, some people may say, you know, community funding, you know, some people may say, you know, it's attitude, but
it's, I think we need to work on this next generation coming up,
yeah,
and get a lot of, I don't know, I won't say law enforcement in communities, but somebody in a lot of people doing some type of community work,
some
in
type
the
of bridge,
yeah,
in between, the yeah, if you don't want it to be actually police officers or whatever, but there needs to be like some type of bridge. Something that's in between the people and the police, or even, you know, like where they feel like, okay, we can get our feelings heard and get our points across without having to feel like, oh, yo, they're judging us, you know?
Yeah.
But they're getting money because of all this gun violence. They're getting like $5 million to put
just
into
just way too much gun. And sometimes just thinking like, what is it for? What is all this for?
They're trying to attribute it to gang violence, right?
But what's the beef really about? Where did all this start?
Yeah,
it's emotional.
What are you getting out of this?
It's emotions. I think it's all emotional.
Yeah. I don't get it, man.
It's all people's emotions.
Yeah.
That's what it all. It's emotional.
I get certain. I get it. Like certain things happen, you know, but it's like, how long are you gonna keep doing it? When is it gonna stop? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you want more in life than this?
Same.
Yeah, I did nonsense, that. Yeah. I'm a bad boy. Like,
yeah.
I want stripes. What do stripes give you?
Yeah. It's a mindset, basically, then. Like, it's not the only thing, but it's part of, like, the mindset is brought on by the system, basically, right? It's a systematic thing that's gone on that's put people in a mindset.
Oh, yeah.
But as people, and I'm leaning in the same direction, like, we have the ability to be able to change our mind and ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we know that this is how they want us to be, then unlearn that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Easier said than done. Exactly.
Definitely.
That's
what I'm saying, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, we kind of maybe just, you know, try to focus on the next generation. Don't give up on this generation either, but we got to focus more on the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
Show them there's a better way than the streets, you know? Like,
and that's what with the music, like, I try to help out who I can,
yeah,
you know, and show them, like, yo, like, even with Swagger being signed now, a lot of people are seeing that, okay, yo, I can do this,
yeah,
Swagger can do this, I can, you know what I'm saying, just have faith, keep working on your craft, and eventually, if you're good enough, somebody's watching, like, the eyes are over here now, so, you know, don't get discouraged, just keep working,
yeah,
like, it might take 10 years, it might take a year, but keep working, if this is what you want, really want to do.
So
just
true.
Just keep working.
Facts. Mm. What do you think is next for our scene? Like, what do you think the Toronto scene is evolving to? Two-part question, actually. Do you think we have a scene?
Oh, you're stealing questions, eh?
No, we do have a scene. We do have a scene, but I just think that we need to... Artists just need to connect more.
Work together
and show if Toronto can show more unity, I think the world will, like, what word can I use? Embrace? Is that the word I could use? Well, yeah, if it's just unity, because a lot of people see Toronto and, like, Schoolface Capital,
yeah,
and there's, like, beer bod mine here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of politics all over the world, but for some reason I just feel there's a lot here.
Yeah.
You see, for instance, like the UK now, there's a lot of politics going over there, but a lot of rappers collab with each other out there. You know what I'm saying? And when they collab, you see more shit happening, more people do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why over there is their own world, man.
Yeah.
And they're, you know what I'm saying, everybody's making money. Now, like, I don't know, really, is there a lot of violence? There is a lot of violence over there.
Knife
crime. Or a lot of knife crime.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot of kids are making it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now a lot of kids are making it out. They can feed their families. They don't have to be in the streets no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we kind of need that. We kind of need that over here, too.
Yeah.
But I see, like, a lot of, well, before, a lot of the labels here were, like, kind of afraid to sign these kids off the streets, right?
Yeah.
But, man, you gotta take a chance, man.
That's changing now.
It's changing, 100%.
And you're in the front line of making some of those changes, because, like, you mentioned Warner in the beginning, right? So what's going on with that? How did that come together?
So Giggs introduced me to Charlie Sloth, like, probably the biggest DJ out in overseas. Then we started this chat. I used to send him records. He loves Morsi Benji. Corey Fila, he played a couple Corey Fila tracks for me one time. And then he actually wanted to co-manage with me with Northside Benji.
Okay. This is after he appeared on the show too.
Yeah, this was after.
Yeah.
Oh, I even forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
The fire in the booth, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Perfect.
Yeah. Crazy. There's the next one coming out too.
Okay.
I think it should be maybe this Friday. But yeah, instead of doing that, he just said to me, you know what, go meet my guy at Warner ADA. Howard went over there, had to sit down, play the music who I had and stuff, and they're just like, okay, we'll get back to you, yeah, I like what you have, yeah, and they just worked out an additional deal with me.
Wow.
Yeah, Wow. So I can run anything through their system.
Distribution, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So Northside Benji is in that distro deal right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got anybody else in the plans you want to give us a little
exclusive on? Junior.
Okay.
Who else? Corey Fila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now that's about it. Yeah, right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
What's the name of your company?
Music for Life.
Music for Life.
Yeah.
Dope. What's next for you?
Getting these kids signed. You know, a lot of these kids want to get signed, so hopefully next year or so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, somebody will sign that big major label.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Last question, actually. Because, you know, I feel like you have a lot of insight on artist and, like, you know, this guy, he's got what it takes, mm-hmm. right? What do you think it takes? Like, what is that thing that you're looking for when you're looking for an artist that you feel is going to be able to make it?
Bro, I honestly, if the voice, the delivery,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, their worth ethic, their consistency.
Yeah.
Once I see that, then I'm just like, yo, I like this. See what's going on with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, dope. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good to get like this type of insight from the people on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because a lot of young people watch this show, and a lot of young people artists watch this show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who are looking, how do we get on? How do we do, you know, what does it take? You know, what do we need to do?
Listen, man, if your music's good, it's going to be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Just, do you really feel that? If it's just good?
If it's good, man. All you need is one song.
Mm.
All you need is one song. If it's good, people will gravitate to it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
What's your take on industry plans?
Say that what?
Industry plans, you know, like people think, you know, like,
oh, the in like if the industry's faking,
yeah, they're not, they're supposed to be independent, but really they're signed.
Oh, industry plans. Okay,
yeah,
it's whatever. If that's how you want to do it, that's how you want to do it, right?
Yeah.
But eventually you'll find out if they're signed or not, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't get why you would want to hide that though. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of record companies believe that they're getting a bad label, right? So they're like, if people know that they're already signed, they're not going to respect the struggle and everything like that, and they won't be able to build that quote-unquote core fan base.
Nah, I don't believe that, man. I don't believe that.
Right?
Doing the independent thing is all right for a certain amount of time, I believe, right? You're going to need that push. And the certain things you can't do, certain labels. I'm not saying every label can do it, but the right label can get you to where you want to be. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, man. We got the OVO coach, aka Banana Coach.
Thank
in
you
the
guys
building.
For having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, stay for coming through. I'm just taking in what you're saying.
Yeah, man. Dropping a lot of jewels today. I want to hold you for something.
Yes,
we got something called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke weed every day.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Let's get it.
Okay. And for the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirrors segment, we're good with the cameras? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're good. Gucci, we're good with the camera over here? For the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirrors segment, we got G-Body in the building. Once again, we got Jam, Hollywood Jams in the building. We got Foreign in the building. And we got Coca. What would be your nickname?
Yo, Cooks.
Cooks?
Yeah, that's what it really was.
Okay.
Because, like, I they call my beats crack.
Yeah.
So, I took that out, so I just called it Cooks.
Okay.
Nice character.
Cooking up that fire.
Are you wanting me to give you the white boy name? It's Ozzy.
Many AKAs. I dig it.
That's a part deal thing. You know
what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about earlier when I went out for the quick vape there. There's a vaping thing that's going on in the States.
Yeah.
Not here in Canada. But in the States, vaping is starting to cause lung illness.
Yeah, an addiction.
He knew it was gonna come though.
Yeah, exactly.
Something was gonna come.
Something was up. Everybody's vaping way too hard.
Could, you know? See these big clouds of smoke.
See the old men swapping their cigars for vapes, just happy, just blowing with big clouds. Like,
yeah, that's what you're saying. They're putting the water particles on your lungs.
It said here in the CD TV news thing here, 94 possible cases of severe lung illness, primarily among adolescents and young adults. This is Americans, though.
Ah, well. I seen a thing the other day. There was like 600,000 jewel caplets like a week or something. They sell.
Whoa.
They have a fucking factory that all they do is make those capsules.
Crazy.
Y'all smoke those jewel capsules?
No, nothing other than that. Nah, man, I used to do the blunts. Now I just do strictly the raw papers. And the hot grabber.
You say you cut the blunts.
Quit that.
Pink Kush.
Pink Kush. That's all we smoke. Pink Kush.
Pink
it don't stink. That's all we have. Okay, so let's stay on that for a quick second. Why y'all quit the backwoods? Because I'm not saying that we quit backwards. We're smoking backwards now.
But we don't slow down on the backwards, though.
I've slowed down myself.
What's your reason for slowing down on backwards? Because I'm starting to see in music videos more paper splits popping up.
I don't know, man. I've been on the papers like from before, but like the backwards, you know, it's just a feel. You know, you feel it.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, feel sick or something. Like, yeah, you know? And like, start hurting your throat. Yeah. And honestly, too, just start getting too expensive. You're buying like $15 for a pack of backwoods, and you're getting only like two backwoods that are good.
You know what I'm saying?
Quality of shit.
You know, I didn't sign up to be a constructor. You know, to be, you know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Well,
good thing you gotta repair the blunts.
Come on. I got a bunch of these in here, you know?
It's crazy.
Let's go. Can we smoke, you know? We smoke, so.
Yeah, dude.
You know, 100 rod papes.
Let's go.
Smoking, let's get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, super facts. Super facts. I feel like we had a weed topic in here. There is one. Bada boom, Segway King.
What's this, the new lottery?
Lottery.
Okay. Yeah.
Cafe.
Cafe got a spot?
The wrap up the cafe saga. Remember, we've been killing this cafe talk for a minute. Eh?
They got a spot.
They fucking clear.
They got a license.
Yeah. They got
after all this bullshit.
That's crazy.
After all of that lobbying,
that's crazy.
It was gonna happen.
They're going with it. You know what I mean? Come on.
They had the lawyer money.
They bullied it.
Yeah, let's go.
They bullied it. Holy
man.
Yo, they bullied it.
We killed all the lighters? Holy fuck. Here,
they thugged it the fuck out.
Jeez.
Yo, you know who I found this out from?
That's crazy.
I seen Abby Roach. Shout out Abby Roach, alumni. She posted it on her Twitter.
Okay.
Right? She reposted this lady, Lauren O'Neill, posting the news about Cafe. Is a member of the CRU, has been successfully in the lottery process for its application for provincial recreational cannabis retail license in Ontario. Wow. So it's official.
You know what happened right there? They said, we can't beat them.
Yeah.
So we have to make them join us.
We can't beat them.
Yeah. Too many blocks.
Yeah. Yo, we can't keep their property cinder blocked.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have an infrastructure and they have a customer base. They obviously have a sick supply chain, right?
Have y'all smoked any of their weed yet?
No. You know, I mean,
you smoke some of their weed.
The cafe weed, I bought weed from there before, I tried it one time. I was like, you have to try. Oh, what's all this hype about? Let me try it out.
We smoked some of the weed before. Cafe's weed, it's all right.
It wasn't that bad.
It's just, they were.
What was it? Which one?
What did you say?
What was it called?
Cafe, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the what kind of weed
did you said it was, they were taxing.
Charging $15 a gram.
They taxing. They definitely taxing.
Out of here with that.
You know what I'm saying? It's true.
Man said they didn't pink.
I went.
You know,
I went there.
They're lying. Like, come on.
I bought tea bags.
We really do pink over here.
That's what I bought. I bought tea bags.
Yeah.
Because I want to make lemonade.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Medicated lemonade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I bought tea bags from there before they got cinder blocked. Okay. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, but they like I said dirty. Before, they're feisty with it, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why them shut them down? They just say, all right, on to the next spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they got a license, eh?
And they got 5 spots.
That's crazy.
Remember, they just opened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember, they had the one by Fort York.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably the one that.
Yeah, know, that's the flagship area. That's the one I know about, okay? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They had the flagship.
They had 3 other before.
Yeah, no, they had 4, I think, total.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now that they got a lottery, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
But they're it's about like, to go crazy. Was it really a lottery, or was it, like I said, they just letting in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The plug. Sav swears they're the plug.
I know Sav been calling them the fucking plug from time.
Well, yeah, they're feisty with it, though. Like, straight. They were just, like, obnoxious with it.
They yeah.
Were, oh, yeah, okay. You shut us down today? We'll be open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's like, what? Man's got arrested. Fines are being handed out. Okay. All right, cool.
People selling stuff in front.
Yeah. This sidewalk still.
Call this number.
Sidewalk sale. Sidewalk sale. Set up a tent. Had the iPods out.
Niggas had iPads taking orders out there, fam.
That's crazy.
Shout out to them.
I'm telling you. They were gorilla with it.
Get back to the rat, right? Be persistent. They're gonna be persistent.
That's it. They were gorilla with it, man. They were just gorilla with it. And then you know what? They stacked their money. Say, all right, we're gonna enter their lottery.
Yeah.
And we have every. They have all the criteria. If you think about it.
And a bag.
That's what I'm saying. They have all the criteria.
Yeah.
Yo, you didn't see how wicked, yo, the government's wicked, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, the first round, it was like, what, $75?
Yeah.
Excuse me, $75.
Yeah.
$6,000, non-refundable.
Yeah.
Win or lose.
Yeah.
Right? And then you had to have a line of credit, $50,000.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Right? Yeah. That was it.
That was it.
That was it. That was the first round.
That was it, the first round.
That was the first round.
I heard about this one. Okay.
Yeah, the second round now.
Yeah.
Oh, $75.
Yeah.
$6,000 for this, another arbitrary $4,000 over here somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then now instead of $50,000, you need a quarter of $1,000,000.
Yeah.
And you have to have property already, land
taxes.
You have a storefront already. They don't check all the boxes?
Yeah. They definitely do.
They check all the boxes and some.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to them.
So was it really a lottery system?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah. So, okay, last thing that we have here, hate group based, not a hate group called The Base, okay? This is the Winnipeg version of it, because they're like all over, okay? They got raided, or one of the guys got raided. It's a neo, and he got neo, he's a neo-Nazi guy.
He's a recruiter.
Yeah, but he gets training.
Yeah.
In the fucking Canadian military.
He's part of the reserves.
Canadian doing a cult, he's doing some type of cult or something.
White power, right? Like, right? You know, some neo-Nazi shit.
White power.
Neo-Nazi. Like, we killing everybody that's not blonde hair, blue eyed.
Gas mask.
You know what I'm saying? Like, So.
I'm gonna show you what the guy looks like.
They raided his house.
Yeah, they raided man's yacht.
What? Neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear Nazi next to a word, it's just like, next story. What's that? You know, like, I listen to those podcasts. You know what I mean? Shout out you guys. You know, but like,
have
those segues
too.
And stuff. I just be like, next, like Nazi.
I don't want to do it.
You know what I'm saying?
The crazy thing about this guy too is he was home when they came to. We were watching the shit. He was home when they came to get some report from him. Man comes outside. Put some carrots outside and then goes back inside his yard and he's just like, no, and they said, no comment from the dude.
Wow.
His mind's gone.
Yeah. He's supposed to be a recruiter for neo-Nazis, but he's like also a reserve for Canadian military.
Yeah.
So the military came out and said, oh, he don't have no access to no weapons or no, and on top of it, he's an explosives guy. He's learning explosives.
All under the same name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow, it's hard for black people out here.
Crazy. You're letting, and obviously a white guy, letting him get away with all that shit.
Well, the man's out. They raided his house.
Obviously, I just said it's hard for black people out here.
Facts.
Man can't even drive and get down to somewhere. Fucking, this guy's got his crib raided. And then came out the next day to drop some fucking carrots. To
no comments.
No comments.
Who is that?
Something we missed last week, but we should talk about.
Yeah.
Was that fucking cop that killed the kid Sammy Yateem? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, the man got day parole already, and his family was saying they weren't even told about the man's parole hearing.
Yeah.
So, break that down, yo. What happened?
Yeah.
So, no, in the news, it was like, yo, the man, the officer who killed the guy, Samuel Team, on the streetcar, he's out on day parole already from his 6-year sentence. He's no longer a police officer. He went to jail. They took away his bail. He went to jail.
Right.
So now he's on day parole. Mm-hmm. But
wow,
his family is saying they were not informed
that man
of his parole hearing.
Yeah.
Because if they were informed, they would have went there. Mm-hmm. But no one told them, and they had to find out. Say, oh, the man is on day passes through, I guess, other sources.
That's crazy. Because before I even give my opinion, what do y'all think about that?
I think it's just like a repeated cycle. It's crazy, like, you know, when does it stop? You know, it's just back to the, like, the carding stuff that we talked about, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I mean, I don't know, how do you change it, right? You know what's going to happen almost, like, you know, you almost sit there, we sit there, like, wait in front of the TV, and you're like, what's going to be the answer? Are they going to make, is today going to be the day where they're going to, like, you know, he doesn't get out. Let's see this guy go on cell block 9 or whatever, you know what I mean, with the dogs today, you know what I mean? He's gonna pay today, you know. That's not happening, you know what I mean? But like, one day it will, right? I guess, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, man. And around the room, anybody thoughts on this?
Honestly, you can't. The world's changing. I don't know. The world changes all the time, you know. I feel like we're actually getting into like the future, 2020 coming up. Your next, you know, a lot of crazy stuff is coming up. You know what I mean?
New decade.
Yeah.
Facts. Anybody else want to add some thoughts on this right here?
Rest in peace to Sammy Team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Facts.
What you guys think about that Instagram thing going around? You seen that post?
We talked about that earlier.
We were talking about that earlier.
We talked about that.
Everybody got the gym screech.
Yeah. I posted it. I got caught up.
Yeah.
I'll take my credit where credit's due. I got caught up.
Yes. Like, last thing on that, what you were just bringing
Sammy
up.
Team.
It was Sammy Team. The family has a reason to be mad.
Yeah.
Because going through the parole process, I've seen guys while I was in the pen that when they had to go for their parole again, the families had to be notified, especially the families of the victim.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
You have to.
Right? So they don't just not do that.
Yeah, no.
And say, oh, no, that we don't do it for some people. No. They just overlook that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a slight that they just do for facts.
It's not like a...
Do they have a lawsuit? You think they have a lawsuit?
They might be able to go for one.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, come that's on. That's crazy. Like,
I mean,
they gotta let them know, yo, listen, this guy's gonna touch road. How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that they can add their 1-2s to the case.
Yeah.
So that when they go in front of the parole board, the parole board hears the whole thing of how everybody feels and then what he has to do, what he responds to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just quick thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's life is lost.
So we'll have to see what the follow-up to that is.
That stuff is heartbreaking.
There is no follow-up. He's on road.
No, he just day pass. Day parole.
Day parole, well, that means his parole is coming soon.
Yeah. But lawsuits cost money, man. And, you know, these families don't have money. Like, you know what I mean? And they're waiting for, like, someone like, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce to step in. You know what I mean? A prayer. You know, Kim Kardashian Foundation to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get lucky. That's not happening like, to everybody. You know what I mean? It's crazy out here. You know
it is.
And day parole is not. Does he have a 1-day pass or does he have day parole?
It doesn't matter what he has. It doesn't matter.
No, because day parole is you're on road. You just have to spend most of your time in the halfway house.
Yeah.
And then you have a few hours day on pass, road.
Day passes. Yeah. His day passes.
So he had a family event or whatever that he had to go to, and he got a day pass.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so that might be a little bit different.
Double check. But like I said, we missed it last week. So I just wanted to make mention of it.
Okay. No,
police just abusing powers.
Yeah.
No, that's nothing.
Facts. All right, so let's wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little bit late. You know what I'm saying? Before we go, I want y'all to give us your social medias. Let the people know where to find you, music-wise, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, it's G. Yo, hold on. It's G-Body.
Mm-hmm.
You already know it. Farmhouse. You can find me on G-Body _PK. That's Instagram. And the God Body on Twitter. You know.
Yeah, it's Jam. Junkies and Money. Hollywood Jam. You can follow me on Instagram. Hollywood Jam.
Yeah, it's Foreign. Instagram, you can hit me at Bankroll Foreign. It's Coca, and it's Coca the God on Instagram.
Okay, fine. Okay, yo, enough respect for y'all coming through. You know what I'm
saying?
Thanks
for having us. Appreciate it.
Yes, and we got, and it's good to get that follow up interview with
you. Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Stages, right?
Yes.
And then when the big news needs to be announced, we'll have you back.
Of course, you know where I'm coming. It's Parkdale, right?
PK in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, pour me some of that.
Speaking of PK,
we love hip hop.
Ah, it's PK Ricky Dunwell. It's me, same as usual. Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan.
Jeez.
Catch me in the streets.
Scene. Hit me up. Hit up my website. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Make sure to hit up our website, The Hub, for all interviews, news stories on a regular basis. That's welovehiphop.ca. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop TO, and on Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Scene.
Facts.
Let me see. What do I think I'm going to take us out with here? Okay, let me take us out with a track here by Yona Chung, Miles Away. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, man.
Started a hustle to make way. I try my best